We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. If you can believe it, today is the first day of August. And if you can believe this, the Grinnell College sports season for the fall starts 3 weeks from today. So it's time to catch up on what's going on with the Pioneers as we gear up for another fall sports season. Joining us now is the athletic director for Grinnell College, Andy Hamilton, with us here on 1410 KGRN. Andy, how are you? How's your summer been going?
I'm doing well. Appreciate a chance to talk to you. As you mentioned, we're starting to rev up. We have coaches meetings next week, the first week of August, and shortly after that, our first team comes back to campus, that being the football team, and then we'll entertain a few more teams 3 or 4 days after that, and by about the 20th, we'll have all of our fall sports teams back and doing preseason training and getting ready for opening weekend.
Yeah, earlier today, Jeff Peterson in Chicago for the annual football media day, which is the second annual thing that they did, which they've streamed online. It was great to see Jeff looking awkward in front of the camera, as always, and I teased Jeff, but that's a great thing that they started last year and at Lake Forest College, and they did it again this year, and it's a great deal. So what are you most excited about when we look ahead to the fall sports? Football, of course, coming up, trying to turn things around there, but there's a lot of other fall sports going on as well.
Yeah, I probably should mention them all, and if I didn't, I'd be remiss and maybe have a few upset coaches. You know, we're coming off a pretty solid all-sports year last year, where we finished second in the Midwest Conference in women's sports in the all-sports trophy, and we finished third in men's sports. So we're amped up in every sport. You did mention football. It has gotten a lot of attention from my administration, from the college in the last couple of years, and Jeff and his staff are working hard. They're building numbers. I give you a little bit of a concept. We're about 12 or 13 players larger heading into this season than we were a couple years ago. We also added a full-time football staffing position. President Kinkton and I had been reviewing our situation, and we got some alumni support, and so we hired Tyrone Carter on as our offensive coordinator. So we feel like there's going to be some fresh ideas and some new talent, and it is a work in progress. It's hard to turn things around super quickly because of our academic rigor and how hard it is to recruit student-athletes, but we're making progress, so I'm happy about that.
Before you move on to other sports, Andy, I just want to do a follow-up on those points. I counted up the roster for the football team before I talked to you, and you're up to darn near 50 players. And the last couple of years, the players were in the high 30s. So you guys have – your team – has made progress. The coaching staff has made progress, and Gene Blaylock is now a full-time recruiting coordinator. You've had struggles trying to keep somebody in that position. That's important that he has stayed and provides stability there. And then you've added another coach, Tyrone Carter, like you mentioned, who's now offensive coordinator. It'll be interesting, Jeff giving up some of those duties. We'll talk to him about that later on. But I think from those are good signs to me. I mean, I don't think anybody should take those lightly at all.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Chris, I'm glad that you recognize that, and we hope that there's some progress recognizable on the field. I think one of the comments that I would make is I think when we step on the field in our first game, we're going to start 14 or 15 sophomores, juniors, or seniors, and that's a testament of, you know, us, our guys getting stronger and sticking with it. And you talked about retention. We're concerned about retention. You know, when players quit, they don't necessarily leave the institution, but we really want to create the best student-athlete experience, and quite frankly, being competitive is super important to that. And so we are happy that people are recognizing it, and we are making progress. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Andy Hamilton, athletic director at Grinnell College, with us here on 1410 KGRN. So you added a couple of new coaches there, or at least one new assistant, one new full-time assistant. You've added now two new assistants in football the last couple of years, but you've added other coaches in some other sports, on especially on the women's side.
Yeah, I'd love to speak about that. You know, as you know, we really try and have balance and equity between our men's and women's programs. And a couple of years ago, when I took over as the director of athletics, we noticed that we were really out of balance in terms of full-time coaches working with the different genders. And so we're excited to hire back one of our own, Aaron Labasan, who was a volleyball softball player at Grinnell. And she's going to help Eric Reagan with our volleyball program, and she's also going to help out in women's track, particularly focused on the recruiting for track. We have outstanding facilities, and women's track is a real growing program right now. You know, I should note that we're very excited about the volleyball season. Coach Eric Reagan has been here for a couple of years and got us into the Final Four tournament in the Midwest Conference immediately. We've challenged the Midwest Conference champion by winning some sets off of that champion. And so we have a good core of talent back and more talent coming in. And that's definitely a program to watch. And I would encourage people from the community of Grinnell to get out and get to Darby Gym, because it's going to be an exciting year for volleyball. I should also note that this will be the final season for our two cross-country coaches, Will and Evelyn Freeman. We're doing a big celebration on the September weekend. I think it was September 14th when we host our annual home meet, and we'll have alumni back, and we'll honor them for all their successes. I know that both teams will be very competitive in the Midwest Conference. It would be delightful for me to see those coaches go out with a championship. You know, I think that really is dependent upon how many miles the athletes are putting in the summer and the talent level that the other schools have. But I do know that we're pretty talented in those programs. Another fall sport, which is worth mentioning, is our women's golf program plays their championships predominantly in the fall. And we did release this in the spring, but both of our golf teams are now going to play in the St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. The Midwest Conference did not have enough golf teams in order for the champion to qualify for the NCAA tournament, particularly in women's golf, because we are top 10 in the country. We thought it would be important to get that automatic qualifying bid, so we decided to go to the SLIAC, and so Coach Dave Arsenault will lead that program into our first competition, our first SLIAC championship later in September or October. So it'll be interesting for us to do that, but we're excited about the opportunity to continue to play at the national level, or at least compete to play at the national level. And I think the last couple of teams, which I haven't mentioned, which are always stalwarts in our athletic program, are the men's and women's soccer teams and our women's tennis team. And, you know, we've played in the conference championship four-team tournament in men's and women's soccer most every year. I think our men were a little bit young last year and missed out on the tournament by one game. But Coach Jaworski brought in, I think, 10 or 12 new first-year players, and we have a big core back, so we're excited to use that experience and get ourselves back in the championship hunt. And Coach Kirsten Kester, of course, their team finished second overall heading into the four-team tournament last year in the Midwest Conference, and they have a bulk of their talent back too. So those are programs to watch. We encourage people from the community to come out and watch our events. It seems like the soccer games, men's and women's soccer games, are games that are really accessible, and a nice early Saturday afternoon is at the soccer game seems appealing. And then the last program in the fall lineup is the women's tennis program. They're revamping a little bit, but we finished second in the Midwest Conference, and I know that Coach Madera brought in three or four very strong players, including one of the top 10 players in the state of Wisconsin. And so even though they have a few holes in their lineup, I think they're going to fill those holes, and I expect us to challenge for the conference championship, if not win it again. And so, yeah, fall season should be a great period for us, you know, with the growth of football and the rest of our programs really playing at the championship level.
Andy Hambleton, athletic director, with us here at Grinnell College on 1410 KGRN. There's a lot to digest in what you just talked about. I want to backtrack a little bit. First, on women's golf, the St. Louis Conference, or the SLIAC, as you say, the St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, it's not just you, it's the other women's golf teams in the Midwest that are joining that conference. And you look at the other schools there, like Fontbonne and Iowa Wesleyan, McMurray, Eureka College, Spalding University, Westminster College. Those are some of the schools. But it was necessary to do that. And obviously, especially for your program, I mean, the Sinhaw twins are now gone, which were legendary golf players, and will go down in history. And hopefully one of these days we'll induct them into the Hall of Fame at Grinnell College. But this was important for your program because it has been so successful, and they had to fight to get into the NCAA tournament as an at-large last year, and that's not an ideal situation, is it?
Yeah, no doubt, because there's only, I think, two or three at-large teams, and so we were competing against some premier institutions, and the fact is being able to get the automatic qualifier, which goes to a conference champion, is the best way or the easiest way for us to get into the tournament. And as you know, there are, I think four or five Midwest Conference schools, Knox, Monmouth, Illinois College, Lake Forest, and maybe even St. Norbert for a year or two going into the SLIAC. Interestingly, we are playing the championships in Jacksonville, Illinois, which is where Illinois College is. And so it's, even though it's kind of billed as the St. Louis area, we're not really going into an unusual geography for us to be able to compete in the conference.
Absolutely. And then, again, expanding a little bit also, adding coaches into women's sports, that's important because while we know that football is important to a lot of people, and sometimes that brings in the bucks for a lot of schools and really gets a lot of attention. You and Grinnell College always pride yourself on your treatment of women's sports. You mentioned the volleyball team with a lot of success. We're hoping to expand our coverage of that volleyball team here on KGRN this fall because Coach Reagan has done a great job, and to add an assistant coach in that area and continue to add to women's coaches is also right up your alley there, Andy.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, having full-time help is important. We also did some other pieces in terms of our staffing. And one of the exciting things, and this might not make a lot of sense to some of the listeners, but we really try to, when possible, have women's coaches leading our collegiate athletes. And not a lot of institutions can say that they do that, but in 8 of our 10 women's sports, they're led by women coaches. And we feel like that's a good way to role model for our student athletes. And we're by far leading our conference and actually in the nation in terms of our support for the women's programs that way. Interestingly, we in Coach Aaron Hurley and Paige Madera, they also coach the men's sports in their sports of swimming and tennis, and they're doing an excellent job. And so you're right. Inclusive excellence, gender balance, that's something that we really emphasize here at the college. It's part of our core values, and to be able to have a full-time assistant coach in those two sports that I mentioned before is really supporting our message, right? And it's really supporting our student athletes and letting them know that we're going to, in essence, put our money where our mouth is.
The other thing that we haven't touched on, which isn't related to fall sports, but will help out come winter, well, actually will help in the fall because the volleyball team will get a chance to play on a new floor and the basketball team will get a chance to play on a new floor as Darby Gym gets a little bit of a facelift. What's been going on with that?
Yeah, I think we should figure out the right words to say, Chris. It's a new surface, not a new floor. I had a student contact me and said, "Dear Mr. Hamilton, I'd like to use some of the wood that you're taking out of Darby Gym." And I had to stop him short and let him know that we didn't do anything with the wood. It just came time for us to resurface. We had been on that surface since January of 2004. It's heavily used in the summer and had gotten a little water damage a couple years ago, and we did some repairs. And so it's very exciting. We did some repainting, and I'm not going to give up the color scheme over the radio, but I just encourage people to come in and see it. It looks spectacular. I was just peeking on it yesterday, and I think one of the comments that we can make, Chris, and the people from the community probably know this, but Grinnell is recognized for its facility superiority. Actually, we've been ranked by Princeton Review as having the number one athletic facilities in the country. A great Darby Gym floor is an example. The outstanding grass fields that our student athletes play on, and I actually think the tipping point on the rankings was when we acquired a golf course. I think that moved us from number six to number one. But, we just encourage the people from the Grinnell community and the surrounding areas to get on our campus. All events are free. We want our student-athletes to engage in the community. Part of coming to Grinnell to study is really getting to know Iowa and getting to know the really down-to-earth Midwestern atmosphere. And the only way to do that is for us to have good visitors come to our contests.
Andy Hamilton, Athletic Director at Grinnell College, with us here on 1410 KGRN. And just to wrap up, Andy, I mean, obviously you're busy getting ready for the fall for another sports season at Grinnell College, 2019-20. Sports season, a new class coming in, excitement all the way around. Like we said, it starts in 3 weeks with soccer games, 3 weeks from today. What has your long-term goals changed? Is there anything that you would still want to get accomplished that you haven't done so as of yet since you were hired as AD?
Yeah, we definitely have some work on the competitive side. My general goal that I give to the department is that I would love to see all 20 of our sports finish in the top half of the conference, and we're not doing that yet. I think last year we had 15 of our sports finish in the top half of the conference. Interestingly, 10 of our sports were either conference champions or conference runner-ups. So that's a very strong program, but we have some work to do in some programs. Continuing to work on this gender equity and balance. We're also very keen on building diversity into our programs in terms of student athletes, in terms of coaching. And so there's some of the institutional core values that we're still working on. No doubt that the student athlete experience, you know, what the student-athletes are getting from their sport is foremost in my mind. And, in fact, as we move into our meetings next week, our coaches are going to have some conversations about that because we really want to be thoughtful about making this college athletic experience an add-on to their educational experience and really roll it all together so that when they come to Grinnell College, we can give them the overall exciting education that they were looking for.
Well, it's all coming. The volleyball opener, they're at a tournament in Illinois College on Friday, August 30th. The football opener is at home against Lawrence on September 7th. And as I said, 3 weeks from today, it's actually going to be an exhibition game, but it's still the start of the sports season, a men's soccer game between Grinnell and Luther College. Andy, it's all starting. It's all coming. And we're excited to follow the Pioneers, and we'll be doing that throughout the 2019 and 20 season right here on KGRN. Andy, really appreciate all your time here today, and go Pioneers.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate all the support, and we appreciate our connection to the Grinnell community, too.
Andy Hamilton, Athletic Director at Grinnell College, joining us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.